Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Farhan Kirani, hope you're well this morning, inshallah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Allah ta'ala fadl.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Mufti Sahib, before we start to the topic, any challenging fitan that we need to know of? Mufti Sahib is in different teaching, in different avenues and engaging with the children. What's the worries and concerns with regards to our children and with regards to the fitan outside?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, the fitnas are out there in the schools and in the general public. And we see that the students, normally they bring those things which they do at home and which they see their friends doing in school or otherwise, and elsewhere they see them doing, and then they come and try to do it in a madrasa environment. And that is where the ustad comes in to rectify those ways. And because if the ustad doesn't rectify the wrong ways and habits of the children, and then he's not doing his duty. He's not doing his duty, first of all, as an alim. He's not doing his duty as a Muslim. Because when a Muslim sees another Muslim doing anything wrong, then he advises him, if he is in a capacity of advising, if he's in a capacity of admonishing, and then he should be doing that. And if the ustad doesn't care about the well-being and the akhlaq and the adab of the children, and he's just there to collect the fees at the end of the month, and he's not bothered about the akhlaq, etc., then he's doing a disservice to the deen. He's not doing a service to the deen. And so we find, for example, the children will come with two-length haircuts. And that is a very, very common one. You'll tell them over and over again, and they'll come with different tricks. And one time they'll come with an oversized topi. Doing an oversized topi, and then you think, oh, mashallah, this boy got a nice, clean haircut. And then you tell him, can you just lift the topi up a little bit? And he says, no, it's okay. It's feeling cold. It is feeling cold. And when you pull that topi off, then you find two or three lens haircut there. So we have to be on our guard all the time. If the uppers are teaching girls, then you'll find them coming with the camel humps. You know, they have the bun right on top of the head. So it comes in a hadith also about these camel humps on the head. So we have to teach them, no, we can't dress in this way. Yeah, they have to cover their hair, etc. So all these things we have to take note of, and we have to be aware, and we have to try to remedy it. But then sometimes, you know, you remedy the, you speak about it in class, and then when they go home, they go back to their old ways because the parents will be forcing them to do that, or they see the environment they are in, and then they fall again in the same trap. So our work is to remind, and what Nabi says in Allah says, "Innama anta mundir," that you are a warner. You just have to warn, and your duty is to warn the people. And if they take heed, it's good for them. If they don't take heed, then they will have to suffer the brunt, the consequences of their actions.
And gee, that makes so much of sense, because when I reflect, our teachers had so much of patience with us in Maktab. And a message to the teachers from myself is that just have perseverance, because often we want to see results instantly. But many a time it comes after many years. Our teacher once said that, and I need it kicks in later in life. So yes, you need a lot of courage and patience to be a teacher, especially a parent also in today's times. Mutisab, going to our topic today, and very important topic, we often give sadaqah, but there's so many ways which we destroy that sadaqah. And one of the ways that we tend to do this is by harming the person, by reminding them and saying, you know, I gave you this sadaqah, I gave you this, I helped you so much, and this is what you're doing. And we expect favors in return all of this year. Mufti Saab, please tell us and inform us, how do we destroy our sadaqah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya al-mursaleen, sayyidina wa habibina wa mawlana Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. So, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Karim, many, many places, it is over like 20, 30 places in the Quran where Allah Ta'ala tells us about sadaqah. One ayat, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahim. Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. What does the ayat mean? That those people who spend فِي السَّرَّاءِ, they spend in times of happiness and in time of prosperity, and with the ra'i in times of difficulty. And so we have to give sadaqah not only when times are difficult, you know, something goes wrong and then we say, no, the mistake of sadaqah, slaughter a sheep or something, then you know, that's the occasion that you have to give sadaqah. No, sadaqah must be given even in times of prosperity. And so that when you are in times of difficulty, then Allah Ta'ala will come to your aid. Because Allah Ta'ala helps a person when he helps himself by giving sadaqah. So if we give sadaqah in times of prosperity, then Allah Ta'ala will aid us in times of difficulty. Another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. And this is now detrimental to us. That when, and those people who spend their wealth, رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. What does رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ mean? Showing off, showing to people, and making it known to people that I am you know, I give a lot. You know, what actually drove me to this topic is that you often see on people's profiles, you know, they say, okay, businessman and philanthropist. Philanthropist. What does a philanthropist mean? Philanthropist is a person who gives a lot in charity. Now, why would one advertise this good act? Why would you advertise that you are a philanthropist? Nobody wants to know that, and nobody really cares. You're supposed to care, and Allah Ta'ala cherishes that sadaqah which doesn't have any showing off connected to it. Now, when a person says he's a philanthropist, or she says she's a philanthropist, and you even advertise it as such, that when you giving a talk, and then you say that I am Dr. So-and-so, and I'm this and that, and I'm a philanthropist. And I don't know if you came across it, but I've heard it many times. People say, you know, they're philanthropists. Keep your philanthropy to yourself, and look after your philanthropy work, and don't destroy it. And, like the, you were talking about that, do not destroy your sadaqah. Now, how does one destroy his sadaqah? In this way, by showing off, by making it known to people that I give a lot. I give a lot in charity. So when you do that, then what you are doing is you are destroying the reward of your sadaqah. You are throwing it away. Because on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come and he'll say, Ya Allah, I gave so much in charity, and I did this here, and I give so much of sadaqah, and I helped the poor, and I helped the orphans, etc. So Allah Ta'ala say that you must go and ask those people for your reward, because we don't have any reward for you here. And you destroyed your sadaqah, and because you made it known to people that you give a lot of charity. So, for example, we want to give some money to a masjid, right? We want to donate to a masjid. Do it quietly. Contact the... you don't have to contact anybody. It has banking details there. Quietly, you put in money into the account, right? Now, you'll get some people that come with a big package here, and they will come, like, you know, after the chairman or someone, or the mutawalli, you know, I want to donate this money here. Now, why are you making it known? Tweet quietly, secretly. You must know, and Allah Ta'ala must know. Nobody else must know that you gave the sadaqah. And other people, they want their names. They want their names on the board to say that they donated the carpet, or they donated the bricks, or they donated this and that. And why do you want people to know? You want people to know that you are big shot in town, that you have lots of bucks and you got a lot of money. And then you're going to look for problems. The people are going to come kidnap you. Then you're going to have other problems to deal with. So when you remain anonymous, and well, in Allah Ta'ala's eyes, you are famous. And if you remain anonymous, make yourself anonymous. Allah Ta'ala will make you famous. But if you want to become famous, then you will become a nothing. In Allah Ta'ala's eyes, you are nothing, and you are anonymous in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. The story of, one of the queens of Iraq, that she built the canal. She built the canal from Baghdad right till Zubaydah. I think her name was Zubaydah. She built the canal from Iraq right till Arafat for the Hajjis. And after she passed away, she when she was alive, she thought, you know what, this act of mine is going to earn my Jannah. No, I'm giving water to so many Hajjis, and they will make dua for me. And but when she passed away, somebody saw in a dream, and they asked her that, how did you fare there by Allah Ta'ala? Did Allah Ta'ala forgive you on account of that canal that you built to supply the water to the Hajjis? She said, no. Why I was forgiven is because one day when they came to the page where I built the canal, it was like a footnote, and the angel just read out that she built the canal for the Hajjis, and then turned the page and then carried on reading other things. And then he stopped at one place. It was the time of Adhan. She asked for water, and when the Mu'adhin said Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, she put the glass down and she listened to the Adhan. She replied to the Adhan, and then she continued drinking her water. So Allah said, okay, I forgive her because of that. And so we think that we doing a lot, and we are making our name big in this world, and we are going to attain and acquire our Jannah through the philanthropy work we're doing. But that philanthropy work is to show people that I am very rich, and I am I'm a big sponsor, and you know, then you're not going to get any rewards. And nowadays is a fashion that, you know, you have to put your name out there, sponsored by, you know, this company. Now, who's behind the company? This person here, who was sponsored by that person. And now everybody must know, this is Mr. Wu, Mr. So-and-so, you know. So everybody will come to know. You know, to be honest, nobody really cares. Nobody really cares. You're going to get people who are jealous of you. You're going to get people to criticize you. So why must you look for all of that? You're looking for glory, but you're getting shame. And look for glory in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. And how you get glory in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala? That you spend quietly. And you spend quietly where nobody knows, and only Allah Ta'ala knows. And another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. Oh people of Iman. Now Allah Ta'ala is not concerned about the people who don't have Iman. And because when they spend, they're not getting any reward. And they can spend billions and billions in charity work. They get no reward whatsoever. And so Allah Ta'ala is addressing the mu'mineen, oh people of Iman. And Allah Ta'ala so affectionately always addresses us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, so beautifully, oh people of Iman, anfiqu, spend min tayyibati ma kasabtum, from the pure things which you have earned, ma kasabtum, that which you have acquired through halal ways and tayyib ways, and spend from that wealth. So much so that the mushrikeen, when they were building the Kaaba Sharif, then they only used the halal money. They even knew that, you know, it's haram to earn, to gamble, and they knew that. And they only use their halal money to build the Kaaba Sharif. So another ayat, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ نَفَقَةٍ أَوْ نَذَرْتُمْ مِنْ نَذْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ. That is enough. And that is enough. Whatever you spend, whether it's on your family, or you're spending giving in charity, أَوْ نَذَرْتُمْ مِنْ نَذْرٍ, or you took an oath, you fulfilled a promise, or you made a vow to Allah Ta'ala, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ. So verily, Allah knows. Allah knows of it. Allah is aware of it. So why do you want to make people aware of it? It's important that Allah Ta'ala knows of it. And Allah Ta'ala does know of everything we do. Before we even do it, Allah Ta'ala knows that we're going to do something. So Allah Ta'ala knows of it. And so Allah Ta'ala is not going to destroy their sadaqah. You are going to destroy it. How are you going to destroy it? With your own deeds. With your own hands, you're going to destroy their sadaqah. By making it known that you are doing this and you are doing this, nobody needs to know. Another ayat of the Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Now this is an example where Allah Ta'ala explains that when you give in charity, Allah Ta'ala treasures that charity so much. And that when a person comes to meet Allah Ta'ala, then he will see that charity, and then you will see the rewards of it, and he will ask, Ya Allah, but wait, what deed did I do? I didn't do something so big. I gave 1 rand in charity, but Ya Allah, this is a huge mountain of charity. Where did this come from? And can it be somebody else's charity this year? Somebody else's reward this? No, this is your reward. Because Allah Ta'ala takes that sadaqah that you gave, and Allah Ta'ala nurtures it and grows it until it becomes huge as Mount Uhud. And so this ayat of Allah Ta'ala, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The example of those people who spend their wealth in the path of Allah. Now what does it mean spend in the path of Allah? Spending in jihad, spending on madrasa, spending on avenues of deen. And كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ. The example of that spending is like a grain. Take example, a grain of corn. أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ. Now, if you take that grain of corn, it sprouts and it grows and it has 7 cobs on it. فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ. And in each cob, there is 100 حَبَّةٍ, 100 corn. And you get one ear, and that one ear has 100 corns in it. And now Allah Ta'ala says, this is an example, and listen, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah multiplies it for whoever He wants. So that one good deed you do, one good deed with sincerity you do, Ya Allah, I'm doing it for your pleasure only. I don't want anybody to know. I don't want credit for it. I don't want a receipt for it. I don't want nothing. All I want to give is for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Then what Allah Ta'ala does, that one reward, Allah Ta'ala multiplies it by 700. 700 times reward. So for example, the reward is 1,000. Then you're getting 700,000 rewards for that same one deed. So Allah Ta'ala multiplies it by 700. And that Allah Ta'ala can do it even more. Even more than 700 times, depending on the niyat of a person. Now you look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they used to give something, you know, if we give flour to the to the amount of Mount Uhud, and a Sahabi must give one handful of flour in sadaqah, that one handful of sadaqah is more worthy in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala than that entire Mount Uhud we gave, even in gold, forget flour, in gold also. And because we want recognition, we want name, we want fame, we want glory, we want status, and we want people to know about it. We put it on the Instagram, and we put it on this gram and that, everything. And everybody must know and recognize who did this here, who gave this here. But what is important is that Allah Ta'ala knows, and Allah Ta'ala will nurture that sadaqah of ours, and Allah Ta'ala will grow it for us. And on the day of Qiyamah, we come and we see this huge mountain of good deeds, and we ask, who is this year? Who does it belong to? And the answer is given to us that this year is that Lazarus, you know, that one beggar you gave a 5 rand to, you saw him in shame, he didn't have shoes, anything, you gave him a loaf of bread, you gave him a 10 rand or 5 rand, and that beggar appreciated it so much, in his heart he felt happy, and that was a dua that came up from his heart. And that is how you became wealthy. That's how you became wealthy. You know, people, they want to become wealthy, but they think of ways to becoming wealthy. Now, if a person wants to become wealthy, very quick, give more, give in sadaqah, give lots in sadaqah. Allah Ta'ala will then use you to give sadaqah. Mm. And Allah Ta'ala will use you, you'll be a means of giving sadaqah to other people. So the more you give, the more you will get. And the more you give in sadaqah, the more Allah Ta'ala will bless you with, and Allah Ta'ala will use you now to benefit His makhluk. And now, what is goodness? And so Allah Ta'ala says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفُ. A word from your mouth, a good word, and you complimented somebody, you spoke good of somebody, and you praised somebody, and even that is sadaqah, is better. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ. And so a good word and forgiveness is better than sadaqah, يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى, which is followed by harm, something harmful that you said. And so if you say something good to somebody, and it is it's a good deed, and you compliment somebody, and forgiving somebody is also a good deed. And but Allah Ta'ala says, so even giving sadaqah is a good deed, but there's one good deed you did by saying jazakallah khairan to somebody, and oh, you gave a turan to somebody, and that one small good deed can be better than that sadaqah you gave a lot of money, or you donated 1,000 blankets, or you donated a whole truck of food or something. And is better, that small little word of goodness and kindness you said to somebody is better than a whole truckload of things you gave in sadaqah. And you make people hear about it. And you know what? So how's all the things doing? You first donate, you first save it out. And now you're saying it in front of everybody, like, you know, everybody was known now, you know, you donated that whole truckload, or you sponsored that whole selling there, and you're doing this for the people, you're doing that for the people. And now the people must be now indebted to you for life now, you know. Whenever they see you, they must come there and must hold your hand, and they must say, you know, JazakAllah so much, you know, we're benefiting, and, you know, if it wasn't for you, you wouldn't be okay, you know. Now, your sin of showing off is making them commit a sin of shirk, because now they are thinking you, they are accepting you as there is the giver, and they are accepting you, they say you're the giver. And so you, by your sin, and you initiated another sin, a major kabira sin in the people, that none of people now recognize you as the giver. Now when they want something, now they don't contact Allah Ta'ala, they don't pick up their hands. Now they fall down. Now we know this mota. We know this mota, yeah. You know, he'll sort us out. But now they're forgetting Allah Ta'ala. And so now you involve them in another sin. But if nobody knew that you gave that, then who are they going to turn to? They're going to turn to Allah Ta'ala. First, they're going to turn their attention to Allah Ta'ala. That we must ask Allah Ta'ala for what we need. And so that is very important. We have to ask Allah Ta'ala for what we need. And when we're giving, we must give that the right hand doesn't even know what the left hand gave, or the left hand doesn't know what the right hand gave. Okay. And discuss one hadith here. That, so, speaking about giving in charity, Nabi Sassan says, تَصَدَّقُوا فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي عَلَيْكُمْ زَمَانٌ يَمْشِي الرَّجُلُ بِصَدَقَتِهِ فَلَا يَجِدُ مَنْ يَقْبَلُهَا يَقُولُ الرَّجُلُ لَوْ جِئْتَ بِهَا بِالْأَمْسِ لَقَبِلْتُهَا أَمَّا الْيَوْمَ فَلَا حَاجَةَ لِي بِهَا. And give in sadaqah, because a time will come the man will walk with his sadaqah, and he won't find anybody to accept that sadaqah of his. Man will say, if you came with it yesterday, then I would have accepted it, but today I have no need for it. So that sadaqah that we give, and give before the time comes that nobody will be there to accept the sadaqah that we give. And that person who gives for name and fame, for him, there's no reward whatsoever. For him, he is doomed in the fire, Jahannam. another hadith that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Inna sadaqata la tutfi'u ghadab al-Rabbi." And so, if we want, so what does hadith say? Verily, sadaqah, indeed, it extinguishes the anger of the Rabb. It extinguishes the anger of Allah. وَتَدْفَعُ مِيْتَةَ السُّءِ, and it was off, and it protects one from an evil death. Now, what sadaqah are you talking about? The sadaqah spoken about here is that sadaqah which doesn't have يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى, it doesn't have any strings attached to it. It doesn't have, you know, sometimes we give sadaqah and then we have a string attached to it, you know, we want some favor in return. Now, that's not a sadaqah, that is a bribe. That is a bribe, it's not a sadaqah. Sadaqah is something you're giving with no strings attached. Yeah, so that sadaqah, which will help you, and it will assist in removing and extinguishing the anger of Allah Ta'ala upon one, is that sadaqah which doesn't have any strings attached to it, it doesn't have any evil intentions behind it, it doesn't have any anything connected to it but the pleasure of the Rabb. Then you will, Allah Ta'ala will extinguish his ghadab, and because you gave the sadaqah for his pleasure only. And another benefit of the sadaqah that you gave was that the fa'u mitat as-su, it protects one from an evil death. So if a person commits a sin, then that person is now in the anger of Allah Ta'ala. So how must you now remove yourself from that anger is to give in sadaqah. Give enough in sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with you. And Allah Ta'ala will then prevent you from having an evil death. What's an evil death? An evil death is a death without iman. A death which is which takes a person's dignity away. And people, nobody wants to die in that way. And a person now, if he dies in that way, it's called mitat as-su, in a way that nobody wants to die in a very evil death, a very evil way of dying. So Allah Ta'ala protects one from an evil death, and Allah Ta'ala then becomes pleased with the person who gives sadaqah. So the message today is that give sadaqah and keep it to yourself. And keep it to yourself. If you want to become famous in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. If you try to get fame in the eyes of people, then you become infamous in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahib, for that message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice. Inshallah, we'll meet you next week. Make dua for us. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.